A group of about 70 people gathered this afternoon on Florence Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard. Melvin Dixon was a close friend of Darren Brown, a teenager who was shot by police in 2005.
He was getting out the car, and the car was in drive. He was getting out the car, and the car went in reverse. And they thought that he was trying to do something to her, harm them, but he wasn't. He was just getting out the car. And they just shot him for no reason, and that wasn't right.
Brown's aunt hopes to draw attention to police brutality in Los Angeles.
People just need to be aware of these police around them and the situations around them. Not saying all police are bad, because all of them are. But you look at the bad ones, and that reflects the good ones.
While protesters were marching, a group of police officers were nearby to close off roads and make sure there were no problems. Los Angeles Police Department Captain Robert Green says police brutality has decreased this year. However, Green acknowledges that police do make mistakes.
So I'm very comfortable that we don't have cops that are out here doing evil things. So I'd love to say that it would never happen again, but as long as we have human beings acting as police officers, we're going to have mistakes. And those are tragic, but there's nothing we can do to bring those rounds back.
This is the 14th year the coalition mobilized to bring awareness to police and community relations. Tonight, a vigil will be held at Landmark Park at 6 p.m. to remember those who died from police brutality. Sydney Champion, Annenberg Radio News.